r squared over mu naught e vector cross b vector, which we've actually calculated, dotted into r hat. And since we know e vector and b vector are related to each other, this is equal to r squared over mu naught c times the acceleration electric field e sub a quantity squared. Okay, now likewise, we can mix around these epsilon naughts and mu naughts and c's and write this in terms of the acceleration electric field or the acceleration magnetic field, depending on which we happen to prefer. So that doesn't really matter so much. My acceleration electric field vector as a function of r naught and t is equal to q over 4 pi epsilon naught c times square bracket capital R hat cross square bracket quantity capital R hat minus beta vector n quantity cross beta dot and square bracket all of that over capital R naught times the quantity of 1 minus capital R hat dotted into beta vector n quantity cubed and large square bracket. So that's my acceleration electric field. So let's consider first the non-relativistic limit.